Wow, it is Wednesday already. Where does time go? I don't know. I pray we use it wisely. And I have discovered if we waste time and waste money, it leads to poverty. And God wants us blessed. So I'm going to value today. Praise God. And I trust that we'll glean more out of God's word concerning the revelation of the tithe. And we begin looking in Malachi chapter 3. The tithe is 10% of our income. 10%. Israel had been in a backslid condition, and the prophet Malachi is talking. He is the voice piece of God, and God was saying, "Return to me." They had no idea they had even left God, and they wanted to know how. And God answered them with a question and said, "Will a man rob God?" Well, if he asks a question, the answer must be yes, because he goes on to say, "You have robbed me in tithe and offerings." A lot of people don't know this. They just think tithe is just giving, but tithe is 10% of what you make. I've heard people say, "Well, I'm going to try to tithe. I'll give 1% and then work up to 2% and then 3%. The tithe is not the ceiling where you end, but it is the floor where you begin. The tithe is where you begin to give to God. Some people say, "Well, isn't it under law? And that's why we don't have to tithe today." Well, a lot of people that say that, they don't understand dispensations. The first dispensation was the dispensation of innocence, and that was in the garden with Adam and Eve before they sinned. And then the second dispensation was human government. And we saw this even up through the time of Noah, up through the time until Abraham came on the scene. And that's the third dispensation. And that was the dispensation of promise. And then we find around maybe 500 years later, the children of Israel are in Egyptian bondage, and Moses is their deliverer. And God gave Moses the law, and we call it the dispensation of the Mosaic law. Well, Jesus came on the scene, and after his death, burial, and resurrection, the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost, and that from that day forward, it's been the Holy Spirit dispensation, or the church age, or the dispensation of grace. Now, let me make a statement here. Grace goes beyond the law. Grace fulfills the law. And let me explain. Jesus said, quoting the law, "Thou shalt not kill." But he says, if you hate your brother without cause, you have committed murder in your heart already. In Scripture, we see under the Mosaic law that if you committed adultery, you were put to death. Well, under grace, you're not put to death. But Jesus said, if a man lusts in his heart for a woman, that is the same as adultery. The difference is grace empowers us to be victorious, empowers us not to sin, because the law is not written on tablets of stone, but the law, God's commands, are written on our heart, on our very conscience. And Holy Spirit is there to convict, but also to empower us to live an abundant life. Now, there is a grace that comes on us concerning the tithe as well. We can see about grace giving in the epistles. Now, Malachi chapter 3, God says, "You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." I want to end by saying this. God doesn't curse you. Sin is what curses you. God doesn't curse anyone. But when we tithe, we come into a place of protection. It's sort of like the umbrella. If it's raining, we're all going to get wet, saved or unsaved. But if we have an umbrella, we are protected from the rain. And that's what the tithe does. Sin is in the world, and there's a curse with that sin. But when we tithe, we come into a place that protects us against what the enemy tries to do. We're going to continue tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.